This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
It was very cool.
Yeah. Now, joining us on the Sunday Arts Magazine, we have Jessica Riddler and Alex Donnelly, who are performers in a really fun-sounding show called Voldemort and the Teenage Hogwarts Musical Parody. Is that
That's
right?
Correct. A long title.
And what we were talking off-air, you know, like I'm the tragic Harry Potter fan.
Amazing.
Read all the books back before the movies were out, and then, of course, the movies, and I've seen the play twice. Well, we saw the last time round together, didn't we?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It was amazing.
Have you seen it?
I haven't got around to seeing it quite just yet. Yeah.
I have. I got to see it when it was still in two different parts. And, oh, my God, just the stagecraft and everything was so cool.
Unbelievable, yeah. Unbelievable. So you're going to, you know, like, leave that for dead because your production is going to be so over the top.
Absolutely.
So tell us, where did all this come from? You know, the idea, the concept. Tell us.
The show itself was written by a few folks in the US. So it's not a show that we wrote ourselves, but it was written a few years ago now, and it's had maybe three casts in its lifetime. It did a season in Edinburgh a few years ago and in the States a few years ago, and then Salty Theatre, the producers of Salty Theatre, found it, picked it up in I auditioned for the original cast back in, now would have been November of 2019.
Uh-huh.
Was when I was initially cast in it.
Yeah.
And we had a short run after some lockdowns in March last year. But yeah, it was an original show and we are lucky enough to be part of it.
And is it part of a company where you're performing it?
So it's produced by Salty Theatre.
Yep.
And they have just...
Are you part of that theatre or are you just...
We're both external. All the company is.
Right,
you know,
okay.
All the actors are just external actors that auditioned in.
Right. Okay, well, let's do a bit of a background on both of you, who you are as actors.
Jess, she. I've been performing mostly in amateur theatre, mostly along the eastern suburbs for years now. Have been privileged to do a few shows with a few of the cast of Voldemort, and they were looking to replace a cast member who's gone off to do amazing things. So I jumped in, and so this is my first professional theatre gig.
Fantastic.
And it's been amazing.
Great,
so much fun.
Great. Alex?
Alex, him. Grew up in sunny Tasmania, doing music theatre all through primary school and high school, and decided at year 11 to maybe do this forever. And then got into VCA in Melbourne and studied, and from then just worked in lots of theatre stuff, but mostly like film stuff as well, so short films and film projects here and there.
Right.
And then stumbled across again this tremendous little show that we found. Yeah.
Okay, so tell us a bit about it. It's a musical, which the Harry Potter play that's on in the city is not a musical,
correct.
Which
very
a few people think that it is.
Yeah, there's a lot of choreography.
Yeah,
there's a lot of movement.
Yeah, a lot of movement. Mm. Is it a bit tongue-in-cheek? Is it
very?
Absolutely.
Very, yeah. If a show could be titled Tongue-in-Cheek the Musical, it would be the show. It's super, it's a huge romp. It's about it's about Hogwarts in 1942 when Tom Riddle, a young Voldemort, attended the school with a few classmates, which are canon to the story, and there are a few new additions to the story, Muffin being one of the additions to the story. It's not a canon Harry Potter character, and a few other characters along the way. And it's just about Tom and all his friends and his girlfriend, Muffin Rose, and him, you know, being an angsty teenager and all his angsty teenage friends and slowly becoming the Tom Riddle that we know as the most powerful and evil wizard of all time.
Set to a hilarious pop rock score.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pop rock, is
it? Yeah, very.
Right,
very.
Okay. So why hasn't this reared its head more, you know, with You know, like the just the title alone, everyone knows what it is. The minute you, you know, like you look at it, you go, okay, I know what it is without Harry Potter's name being mentioned.
Well, they, yeah, as Alex said, they did a season last year at TheatreWorks, which was really, really cool. I was lucky enough to go see it. Was hilarious and sold out shows from there. So I think, yeah, they were really eager to remount it. So who knows where it could go from here. But, yeah, really excited to just put on even this little short season for a little while.
And where are you doing it?
It's down in Frankston at Monash Theatre, the George Jenkins Theatre down in Frankston at Monash.
And what do you think about that, you know, like being sort of out of town so it's not in the city?
Yeah, it is something to wrap our heads around, but it's going to feel like a small regional tour of one place. But, yeah, it's far enough away, and we've done a lot of advertising down there, and a lot of people who got to miss out on the show because it was a sellout season when we did it at TheatreWorks last year, but it was a very small seating arrangement.
Yep.
It was – had booths up.
That's
it
right.
It was a whole thing. So it was a seat, you know, a theatre of 48.
Yeah.
Which is a sold-out show of 48 people, but at George Jenkins we're lucky to have a 400-seat theatre, and we'll have big – huge audiences, yes. And people will be able to hear us, which was a problem with the last run of it.
Right. Okay. And so this company that's putting it on, are they based in Frankston? Is that the reason it's down there?
No, they're primarily based in Melbourne. They are doing a season of their next show after us is Top Gun, the parody musical, in Ballarat. And then Stranger Things, another parody musical as well in the meat market in November.
Right,
But they're just salty. Just making a name for themselves all sort of all over Victoria, it seems.
Right. So that's what they do. It's always a little bit tongue-in-cheek, a little bit cheek, being a bit cheeky.
Yeah, I think they're trying to find their footing there and a lot of other different avenues, like some new writing projects and workshops and like, so they're getting their foot in an area and then branching out from there.
So to both of you, what does this mean to be in a show like this?
It's, I mean, can, as speaking as someone who's been involved in the show for what feels like about 5 minutes, it's been so much fun. I was a diehard Potter fan growing up, so getting to play the love of it has been really fun. But it's also just making fun of it, which is, you know, as someone who likes the stuff is sometimes even better. Just getting to make fun of it and be a bit silly with it, and the cast are just ridiculous. And
how many people?
It's a cast of seven. We play multiple, a few more characters.
There are multiple
characters
being played. Yeah.
it's a lot of fun. Now as an audience member and now as a cast member, it's really cool. I'm really excited for people to get to see it. What about you?
Yeah, Alex? It's an incredible experience in just being silly. I think we
do you like doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I am a diehard silly person. I think you forget about it sometimes. You grow up and you forget how good it is to be silly and to play. And this show, I've been in it for quite a while with new cast members coming in, new cast members leaving, but with the same company. And there's always been this, the groundwork. They've always gave us the opportunity to play. And it's very valuable as actors. And the audience then gets to get a little piece of that when they see the show, which is so rewarding for me as an actor, just to give some joy to somebody else, just for a little bit.
Right.
Because the Harry Potter story is so well known, and we've got the films, we've got the theatre shows now, and obviously the books, and when everyone read the books the first time, they had images in their head of who each character was. What's it like for you as performers playing each of your roles? Like, are you feeling the pressure to reinvent?
Although it's before these characters that we know in Harry Potter.
Because Hagrid features in this show.
Okay.
He was at Hogwarts when Tom attended. So Tom and Hagrid are about 16, 17.
And Harry's parents?
Harry's parents would have... Oh, you're testing my Harry Potter knowledge now.
They'd be quite wee things. Then they don't feature in the story.
Right.
But they're... But...
There are elements of playing to the characters that people know.
Yeah.
And, you know, for myself, playing into Ralph Fiennes' portrayal of
yeah.
Voldemort, mm. and then, but then also taking that and doing whatever I want with it. Like you're gonna when if you see the show, you'll go, oh, that's Voldemort, but it's kind of also not Voldemort. Like it's yeah. kind
well,
of
he is
just
a
like
kid. He is a kid.
Yeah, he's 16, yeah. but it's kind of this slinky rock star-y kind of guy.
Has he got a nose? Hey.
He has a nose in this one. He has a nose in this one. Yeah.
All right, it sounds fantastic. What's it called again?
Voldemort and the Teenage Hogwarts Musical Parody.
Right, okay. And where's it performing?
The George Jenkins Theatre down in Frankston at Monash.
And when's the season? The very short season.
Mm. From the 6th, we have a preview on the 6th and then 7th, 8th. And 9th.
All right. So don't waste your time, people. Get in because it sounds like a hell of a lot of fun. And thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
And yeah, like, what a fun show to be part of.
Great.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be seeing it get a remount in other places around Victoria and Australia as well.
I'm sure.
So keep your eyes peeled for that one. We've been chatting with Jessica Riddler and Alex Donnelly, who are performers in Voldemort and the Teenage Hogwarts Musical Parody. Did I get
that's
that
it.
Right?
That's yeah. it.
That's it.
At the George Jenkins Theatre in Frankston. So jump on that. And we'll be back with you shortly after some messages, but you're listening to the Joy Sunday Arts Magazine 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.